From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Up next, our partner, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com will be joining us. Let me give you a toll-free number to call for people who are there now to answer questions to help you. Doc Wallach appears monthly on the program for a couple hours. That toll-free number is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, or you can go directly to our website. Just type this into your browser, www.criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. The accolades continue to come in for Dr. Joel Wallach, who, of course, for the last several years has been helping so many millions of people with health-related issues thanks to criticalhealthnews.com. Again, that toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. Obviously, you know that they are major sponsors of our program. I developed this program with Doc Wallach to get the information to you, and we are proud that they're partners with us in getting information to so many people. And Doc Wallach, welcome back, my friend. I can't believe September already.
Thank you, George. It's always good to be with you. I always appreciate your hospitality, and together we're doing great things and helping America.
Well, you know what? When I went to a luncheon a month and a half ago in Los Angeles for one of our guests, this woman stood up and was practically in tears thanking you for the things that you've done for her. And so I asked her, I says, "Oh, you know Doc Wallach?" And she said, "No, from your show." And it dawned on me, Doc, that just helping one human being, just one, makes it all worthwhile. You're helping millions of people, and you've been doing that for how many years now?
40 years, George.
My gosh. What drives you, Doc?
Well, the medical system has failed us terribly. And it's one of those things where, back in 1977, I found the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis, a disease thought to be genetically transmitted in humans. Simple nutritional deficiency, Emory University and Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, and they fired me for it. They said, no, Wallach, you must be sniffing glue. Everybody knows it's genetic. Then in 2010, we gave Jerry Lewis the cause, prevention, and cure for muscular dystrophy, who had done 1,700 autopsies on kids in China that had died of muscular dystrophy and cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is muscular dystrophy of the heart muscle, the cause of sudden heart death in young athletes in America. And my wife, Dr. Milan, and I, she, being Chinese, she had lots of connections in China, was able to set that up. 1,700 autopsies. We found that 100% had muscular dystrophy. We came back to the United States. We used that information and helped literally hundreds of Amish kids here in the United States. They have a high rate of muscular dystrophy. Gave all the information to Jerry Lewis just before the telethon on Labor Day in 2010, and they refused to let him reveal the information on the telethon. The day after the telethon, they fired Jerry Lewis and stopped the telethon right after the 2010 one, and it just broke that man's heart.
He was never the same after that.
No, he was never the same. And, of course, I'm going to make sure that in his name, that this is going to get out, and of course, you've just let me say something about it, and we're going to make sure that every family that has a child with muscular dystrophy knows how to save their child. And of course, we charge nothing for our services, and the products, they just pay what a medical doctor would pay for it, wholesale. And it's very easy to prevent, very easy to get rid of. It's not genetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease, and we are going to give Jerry Lewis all the credit.
Well, he just passed away, and he was one heck of a comedian. We almost, Doc, got him on the program. Tom made an approach to his office, mm-hmm. and, you know, he was thinking about it. But he was, you know, he's getting up there in age, and he went through his own health issues, obviously, and he just couldn't do it. But that would have been a great interview. I would have looked forward to that.
Oh, my goodness. Things he could have said.
I would have had you make one of these phone calls to him on the air. that would have been fun. Anyways, let's get into some of the things that are going on. I'm getting emails like crazy about the different issues and problems, so I'll be reading some of them throughout the night. We're going to take calls really soon, as a matter of fact, in about 10 minutes for you, because people always fill up the board, so we'll be doing that. How about traveling? What have you been up to these days?
Well, let's see here. I've gone from, of course, San Diego to Michigan to, Evansville.
Indiana?
Indiana, yep. Next, I'm going to...
So many cities, you're beginning to forget where they are, huh?
Yeah. As long as the pilots know where we're going.
Tom bought me a couple of years ago for Christmas a Garmin map searcher for my car. And you just, you know, and this was really before smartphones had navigation devices on it and things like that. And, you know, you just type in where you're going and a little voice comes up, a girl from Britain. And she goes, you know, 10 left here. And it's just an amazing device. We got to get you something like that.
That'd be wonderful.
You'd love that kind of technology.
Yep.
Doc Wallach with us. We're going to be taking your calls a little bit later on tonight and next hour. Things that will help you. Doc, the story about the cancer little pen that could detect tumors quicker than anything. I think that's amazing technology.
Well, detection is fabulous. Of course, prevention is fabulous, and dealing with it once you have it is a thing that we're very excited about. And so anything we can do to make life easier for Americans, that's our job. And we can't thank you enough for participating.
And I want to point out that Doc Wallach, of course, he's not Jesus. He doesn't cure you like that. But what he does do is he helps your body fight. And if that body can fight and do what it has to do, it could win some of these battles. We are prevented from saying, this cures this disease, this cures that. But I will tell you firsthand that the Doc's recommendations have helped me in a lot of areas, and I feel great. And you know what? The barometer for all this, Doc, is when you're out in public and someone says, God, you look 20 years younger than you are. And you know what? The only thing that you're doing is you're eating right, you're supplementing. It's got to be helping people, right?
Oh, absolutely, George. And of course, this is called epigenetics. Genetics is a failed theory. The medical system laid everything on genetics, the good, bad, and the ugly, so to speak. It turns out that there's not a single birth defect that's transmitted genetically. It's all caused by nutritional deficiencies of the embryo during development. All the diseases said to be genetic or autoimmune in human beings are really just simple nutritional deficiency diseases. And this is what we've plugged into, and we've used the technology gleaned from the animal industry, me being a veterinarian as well as a physician. And it works in people just like it does in animals, and it's been miracles. I was just before we went on the air here, I was giving a talk here in Evanston, Indiana, and the pastor at this church, he'd had type 2 diabetes for 10 years, and in 2 months' time it was gone. He had high blood pressure for 12 years, and in 2 weeks' time it was gone.
Jeez. Was he overweight, by the way?
Oh, he lost 65 pounds in 2 months. And it's just, everybody's just saying, I want to get on your prayer list. He says, no. He says, I just followed what Dr. Wallach said to do, and this all happened. And he has literally dozens and dozens and dozens of people in his church who are, again, following these recommendations. They're all getting the same result. And his little church here in Evanston, Indiana, is just going crazy. They are getting the word out. We've got big meetings coming up here in a couple of days before I head to Missouri,
Jefferson City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you. I'm leaving St. Louis this weekend to go to Denver to tape our Beyond Belief television shows and then back to Los Angeles. But I've been in St. Louis for a couple of weeks, and the weather's been just great, Doc. There's nothing like fall-time weather in St. Louis, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what it was like. You worked at the zoo for a long time.
I did. Of course, at Marlon Perkins, the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show. And that's where I did. They had a big laboratory facility there, and that's where I did literally thousands of autopsies for the big project. that is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. Very proud of that, and Marlon Perkins.
Let me get the website out again, folks. Just put it in your browser, criticalhealthnews.com, or make it one of your favorites. That way you don't have to go search all over the place for it. Criticalhealthnews.com, and again, a toll-free number where there are live humans there who know what they're talking about to answer your questions. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, because I know when you try to call in to talk to Doc, yes, some of you are going to get through, but thousands and thousands of you won't. You can use that phone number and keep it available for you for some time. Doc Wallach, of course, has done more than, what, 70 peer-reviewed articles already that were reviewed and just in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research, Doc?
Yes, 75. And, of course, the thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship in pathology, which is equivalent to a PhD in pathology, 1,200 pages is in the Smithsonian Institute as national treasure. Very, very proud of that. Represents 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change of over 454 species of animals plus 3,000.
Jeez, you are a scientist in your own right. We're going to come back with Doc Wallach and take your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, with Doc Wallach, his monthly appearance here on Coast to Coast for a couple hours, criticalhealthnews.com. Just type it up there in your browser or call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. By the way, an 8.0 magnitude quake has just hit near Mexico, near the Guatemalan border. 8.0, folks, that is huge. No word on any damage or deaths yet at this time, but what an active planet this is. Wow. We have a lunch series, of course, as you well know, and Tuesday, September 26th, it's with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, the dream expert and the paranormal expert. I'm looking forward to being there with Rosemary. You can, too, by sending an email with your name and phone number to lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com, lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call when you need to talk to somebody, 1-855-949-7234. We will go to the calls in seconds. Emails rolling in, Doc. Here's one from a dear listener from Terre Haute, probably very close to where you are. He says, my dad is 82, Doc, has severe, you know, let's see if I can pronounce this right, myasthenia gravis. Any ideas of what he can do to minimize it? Did I pronounce that right?
You did perfect. You get an A+.
Woohoo!
myasthenia gravis is kind of like a lupus that affects the nerves and the connections of the nerves with the muscles. It tends to make people weak, and it's a progressive thing. But it is one that's caused by a malabsorption of nutrients. And so by changing the diet to increase efficiency of absorption, getting on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, stay away from the fried foods, processed meats, oils, things like olive oil, coconut oil, cooking oil, salad dressings, mayonnaise, get rid of the trans fats, heterocyclamines, acrylamides, things that cause free radical damage to the nerve coverings in your body, and also the muscles and so forth. And then per 100 pounds, he didn't give a weight of his dad.
No, he did not. Just a quick liner in the email.
Okay, well, this will be per 100 pounds then. Per 100 pounds, I'd give his dad what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It's a collection of nutrients that actually support the functions of the brain and the heart, the physiology and the biochemistry and the metabolism of the brain and heart muscles. His father needs, that would be one of those packs per 100 pounds of body weight, and that's a month's supply. And then I would also have him take 8 to 10 eggs a day. They can be soft scrambled in butter. They can be soft boiled with a soft yolk, soft poached with soft yolks. That's to give them the cholesterol that is actually what the sheath and the cover of the nerve fibers are made from, also in the brain. And then the connections between the nerve fibers themselves, the connection between the nerve fibers and muscles, I'd have them take what we call Synaptive. You can take three of those twice a day, be two bottles a month. And this is going to give his body what it needs to support maintenance and repair, but also the diet changes are going to increase the efficiency of absorption of these nutrients, which is a big problem when you have myasthenia gravis. And he really should call in every couple of weeks and give us a little bit of progress report, and we can walk them through it.
Okay, cool. And isn't it amazing that this planet has the remedies for so many illnesses and diseases? It's just mind-boggling, Doc.
Well, it is, George. And, of course, there's 900 different diseases, 900 that are caused by nutritional deficiencies. And, you know, you've seen people yourself that might have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. They'll have low thyroid. They'll have macular degeneration, blindness in the eyes. They'll have dementia. They have all this stuff. And these are all nutritional deficiency diseases. And so by increasing their efficiency of absorption, giving them the 90 cents of nutrients, their body's able to maintain and repair itself, and all these diseases go away.
All right, let's take some calls. They're lining up for you. Let's go to Randall in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, Randall, go ahead.
Hey, this is the best show in the entire country. I've listened to Mark Levin and Hannity and all those guys. And I want to tell you what, this stuff's better than anything they talk about.
Well, thank you, Randall. We help people. That's what counts.
Hey, I listen all the time. I told you a while back that I was a diabetic, and I was in the process of doing everything the great doctors at Critical Health News talk about. And I'm proud to say that as of last Thursday, I went to the doctor, and I'm no longer a diabetic.
Good for you.
I lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
Two and a half months. I took the vitamins. I drank lots of water whenever I was hungry instead of getting a cheap snack. They say that healthiest of food.
How long had you been a diabetic?
I was officially diagnosed with it last November, but I knew something was up because my testosterone had dropped too. I was tired all the time. My testosterone is back up. I eat at least 6 eggs a day. I want to tell you what, I've been in love more with eggs now than I think I've ever been in love with any woman in my life. I think I need to find me a girl named Egg.
All right.
Good for you, Randall. Now keep doing it. Don't give up.
I tell you something I put with my vegetables that makes gives them a little bit extra zing is that stuff called sriracha. A lot of people say, well, what's sriracha? Well, it's kind of popular now. You can get it at Walmart. It's got a green top. You know, sriracha is like Vietnamese. It's got a rooster, like, on the container. So that'll tell everybody what to look for in Walmart. It's in, like, the Mexican or the Asian.
All right. Is it like a turnip?
It's like a sauce.
Okay.
And I can put it on steaks, pork chops, whatever, and it's spicy, not too spicy, but it's spicy. And let me tell you, it's great.
All right. Randall, thank you for calling in and giving us an update on your remarkable comeback here. And, you know, Doc, what about maintenance? Let's say once you take care of yourself and your body fights whatever problem it had, what about maintenance? What do you do?
Well, George, that's a very, very good question because our motto is 90 for life. And that's because the reason why people get diabetes like Randall, people get arthritis, they become obese, they get dementia, high blood pressure, heart disease, is because the nutrients necessary to support and maintenance repair of these tissues are no longer found in the food in optimal amounts. And it varies a little bit from area to area what nutrients are missing. It's not a universal thing all over the place. So, you know, just like there's a gold mine here and a silver mine there and a copper mine there, the same thing is true with nutritional nutrients. And so you have to maintain these supplements forever. Now, if your absorption is good and you're really, really good about staying away from gluten so you keep your efficiency of absorption high, you can try, say, a month after all your tests are normal, keep going at the proper rate for another month, and then try cutting it in half and see if you can hold it, okay? Sometimes you can, but if you live in a place where these nutrients are really, really, really not in the food, you may have to stay on the higher dose forever. Unless you move to another place.
We've got a full hour of calls with Doc Wallach next hour as well. So those of you on hold, don't worry. There's a high likelihood you'll get on. Tom has tweets and texts. We're into high technology. What do you have for us, Tom?
Hey, Doc, we got a tweet for you from Vanessa. She says, what can you suggest to help with breathing, shortness of breath, and lung issues?
That's an interesting one, Doc.
Okay, well, the lungs actually produce a hormone, which is related to hormones that are made in the prostate. So these are in the family of prostaglandins. And these hormones actually dilate the bronchi, the air tubes in the lungs. And I've got people who call me and say, my doctor says I only have a couple of weeks to live. I can't get air in, can't get air out. And we give them the program I'm going to give here in just a second. And in 24 hours, they're just new people. Because the lung, given the raw materials, can make these hormones immediately dilate the bronchi, and they're able to breathe. And then we have, in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, like the Healthy Start Pack, the basic program, we also have what we call OxyBody. It's an oxygen supplement. We take people who have emphysema, they have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and they're really historically in trouble. They can take an ounce of this OxyBody twice a day, and their blood oxygen will be like at 98. And they go into the doctor for an exam. They say, I don't know why, but your blood oxygen is 98 and you have so many lung diseases. That's because when you give the raw materials to the lungs that are necessary for the lungs, they're happy.
Uh-huh.
It is fixable.
How does that little finger thing that you stick your finger in give them that oxygen reading? How does that work? Have you seen one of those things? It's like a clip and you put your finger in it and it just kind of tightens up for a little bit, almost like a blood pressure thing.
Yeah, what it does is actually just exactly right. What it does is it reads the oxygen level in the blood through the skin.
Through the skin.
Yeah, and it's one of those little miracle devices. I just love technology. And instead of having to stick somebody, take a blood sample, you run into the lab, and a couple hours later you might get the answer you're looking for. But this way you can actually do it as the blood is flowing through the finger. It's just really great stuff. And people can do an exam that a doctor would charge your insurance company $2,000 for. You can do it in your own home with these little devices and test strips you can get from a pharmacy without a prescription for like $4.50.
Let's go to Carrie in Idaho, first-time caller. Carrie, go ahead.
Hi there. Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wallace.
Hi, Carrie.
I have an urgent question for you. I want to find out if there's anything that can be done for an enlarged heart. The heart was normal in May of this year, and now, but 4 months later, it's enlarged. This little patient is on furosemide, Plavix, and enalapril, and it is my little feline, Elsa. So I'm trying to figure out how I can help her and save her.
Okay, you say she weighs 3 pounds?
No, she weighs about maybe 6 pounds
okay.
At the most.
All right. Well, when you have an enlarged...
You're a vet, Doc. This one will be right down your alley.
Yeah, well, all vertebrates will get the same diseases from the same deficiencies, whether you're a cat or a human or a gorilla or a giraffe or a turtle. Okay, that's what I learned with those big projects with the National Institutes of Health. And those were very revealing things. Well, when you have a large heart, there's two possibilities. One is congestive heart failure, which is quite common in animals. And also, it could be hypertrophic, meaning enlargement. Hypertrophic, you go to a gym and you weight lift and your muscles get bigger. It's hypertrophy of the muscles. The heart will do that also.
The heart's a muscle.
Yep. And so you can have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is caused by a deficiency of a certain mineral, whereas congestive heart failure is caused by a deficiency of a single vitamin. So in a cat that weighs maybe 3 to 6 pounds, somewhere in there, maybe 5 pounds, 6 pounds, I like to give them a quarter of a scoop of what we call Arthrodex, which is a supplement. It's a crystalline supplement, vitamins and minerals for cats and dogs and iguanas and turtles and other carnivores. And give them that quarter of a scoop every day.
Do you have that through Critical Health News? Or is
yes,
it,
absolutely.
You do? Okay.
Arthrodex is for these animals. And we have a division called for Tails Only. And we have all these animal products. And Arthrodex is sort of the main, it's like the BTT for human beings, okay, called Arthrodex. And then I would give them the EFAs, give them EFA pluses, which are fish oil, omega-3s. So I'd give that little cat two of those a day. You can puncture them and squeeze the contents of the soft gel capsules on the cat's food. And I would also make sure that the cat's food is grain-free, gluten-free to maximize absorption. But the secret sauce here for the congestive heart failure will be the de-stress capsules, capital D like David, dash stress. You give that cat two of those a day. Just open them up and dump the powder on the food. And also then, for the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is kind of a muscular dystrophy of the heart muscle, I would go ahead and get what we call our ultimate selenium. You can open that capsule up and dump one of those capsules of selenium powder, kind of a silver-colored powder, dump it on the cat's food, mix it all up. And that's going to support maintenance repair of the heart muscle for the possibilities of all these different nutritional deficiencies of the heart.
Doc, the next time you're on, because you're on for 2 hours at a pop, why don't we spend some time talking about animals and animal health? And that would be great, because so many people love their animals.
Oh, absolutely. They're definitely part of the family.
I know a dear friend of mine. She's in her 80s. She's been a dear friend of the family, comes to all our family events and things like that. Her animals have since passed on as of a few years ago. She had dogs and cats like crazy. But she would spend, I mean, she was on limited income. She would spend almost all her money on helping her animals, going to the vets and things like that. I mean, she would spend a small fortune. So I think that would help a lot of people. We'll do that next time you're on.
Absolutely, please.
Next up, let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi, Michael.
George, thank you so much. God bless you both,
Dr.
Wallach and George Norrie.
Thank you.
A little bit of history here, Doc. On August 11th, 2007, I called into this show, and I described, without you mentioning your name, a veterinarian who was leading a great crusade against our corrupt medical establishment. About a week later, or maybe not even that long, Alan Combs invited you on to his show, and George Norrie, within a few days after that, invited his good friend Christian Wild to talk about medical alternatives. I've been trying to get George to run for the presidency of the United States to get some of these issues in the forefront of the American people. And I think of Jonathan E. Mord and his battles in court. Somehow, we've got to get you and William, you, Doctor, and William Forstian onto a stage with George Norrie and Sean Hannity, who's also attacking this corrupt criminal mafia, which we call our medical establishment. My problem is the legislative angle and how we bring our legislators to task on these things. I hope that George will invite Sean on to talk about what he's doing in that dimension. Even though I disagree with Sean politically, this is an essential to our national security to get this health problem solved. Can you suggest to us two things which we might do to help you promote a legislative agenda in this country which will bring these issues to all Americans, not just to coast-to-coast listeners?
Well, that's a very, very kind of you on behalf of the United States and the people of America and George and I and everybody else involved. And you're exactly right. The medical system has failed us terribly. Our children will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. The third leading cause of death in America is medical mistakes in hospitals. Medical doctors each year kill 251,000 people in hospitals just by mistake. If Iran or North Korea were to do that, we'd declare war on them. It's just amazing. Well, here's what I would suggest. I was involved.
Keep that thought right there, Doc, because we're already at the top of the hour. We'll come back and we'll chat more about that, and we'll take another final hour to go of phone calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Go to that website. Put it up as one of your favorites. But definitely just go to it. Just remember criticalhealthnews.com. Very easy to type up there in your browser. Or call this number anytime where people will answer the phone to try to help you. That's right, help you. 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with a final hour to go of phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com.